Welcome, everyone, to another edition of Community in Depth. We are going to go in depth today with Officer Whitney Rinkowski. She is a community engagement officer with the City of Hastings, and I want to learn more about that. But first of all, it's great to see you. How have you been?
I've been doing well. I've been staying busy in this position.
Oh, I bet you have. So first of all, tell us a little bit about what is a community engagement officer?
Well, that's a good question. It depends upon what your perspective is as far as what an agency is looking for as far as involvement within the community. So I focus on five different tasks: homelessness, mental health follow-up, business issues, resident issues, and then code enforcement. So I'm kind of all over the board as far as what I'm an expert in or becoming an expert in, but I'm just helping basically get the community back together and the contact point.
So is this a position that is new to the City of Hastings, or are you new to the position?
The position is brand new to the city.
Okay.
So we filled out a grant, accepted the grant at the beginning of this year, and so we have the grant for 3 to 4 years, and I'll be in that position until the end of it. Hopefully we can get this position as a full-time position within the police department, but that's up to you. How does that be?
So tell me a little bit about how this came about that you decided you would apply, or were you appointed?
So I actually applied for the position, and based off of the qualifications that they were looking for, the overall job description, I thought I'd be a good fit. It's something that I was trying to do while actively patrolling the streets. Obviously, we can't spend hours upon hours doing that. We do have to respond to calls for service, but I figured I'd throw my name in the hat and see where I could go with it.
So this is something that you thought obviously was important to a city, and also the City of Hastings thought was important. And so you applied for something like this, but you were already a police officer with the city.
Correct. So I've been with the police department since 2014. So I was working mostly night shift during those years, and so you can only do so much at night. You'd see a very different array of people at night than you would during the daytime. And a lot of the problems or issues would be exacerbated at night. Locations closing, so more people are out in the street if they're homeless. Mental health issues kind of get exacerbated at night. So kind of those calls that I would be taking at night, I'm focusing more on during the daytime and trying to remedy those issues now in my current position.
So let's talk about some of the specifics that you mentioned. You have been focusing on homelessness, and I think for many of our listeners, they're going to be surprised to hear that we have homeless people in Hastings.
I think so.
They shouldn't be, though.
Correct. So homelessness, we're kind of trying to figure out why people are homeless within Hastings. Is it because they lost their housing due to COVID, due to other issues, or are they coming to Hastings because they've heard it's a good place to be homeless? I have yet to figure out that answer, but I am working with Ally, which is a homeless outreach organization, to find those people housing and try to get their story as far as why they're in Hastings, what brought them to Hastings. And we're finding a good mix of people that ended up in Hastings for whatever reason and people that are coming to Hastings.
You know, I know I've heard some of the stories that if you are arrested and you are taken then to the county jail in Hastings, and then, you know, most of us have a support system. If we're released, somebody will come and get us and bring us back to wherever we were. But a lot of times people don't have that support system, and so they might be released from Hastings, and that's as far as they get.
That can be an issue, and that was one of the items that we were looking at as being a possible explanation. However, we do partner with Lyft to get people rides out of Hastings if they're trying to get back to another city. But we have had people that say, nope, I want to live in Hastings. I want to kind of start anew, and okay then.
So that's been a focus of yours. And how many people would you say at any given time are homeless in Hastings?
Right now, those numbers are unknown. There are some people that are couch hopping, sleeping in their vehicles, and we don't have good numbers on that. But the people that I know of, we've got about 5 to 10 people that I'm working with actively.
And some people want to be homeless. They
True.
Do, unfortunately, because it ties into your second thing, mental illness.
Well, part of that, too, is they like the simple life. If they're camping out in the woods, think of when you go camping on the weekends during the summer months, how relaxing it is, how freeing it is. And these people do like that lifestyle.
So your goal is to help them find housing if they would like?
Correct. So I partner with Ally Homeless Outreach. They usually get them sheltered. And then there's a group of people that work with that individual to get them substantial housing, whether that's temporary shelter for the next couple of months or they have something that's kind of lined up within a month, whether that's apartment living, group living. It's all kind of up to that homeless individual and how fast or how slow they want to proceed through the process.
Because now we're getting into the months where you can't really be homeless in Minnesota. It's too dangerous.
Right. And that is one issue that we're also running into is the emergency shelters. And we do partner with some emergency shelters, but they're getting filled up with other agencies' needs as well. So that's part of the reason why we want to identify who those people are that are homeless right now and get them connected to resources before the cold weather does take over.
So let's also then talk about the mental illness piece. Is that an increase? Is it not? What do we need to know about that as the public?
That's a good question. I think with COVID, we're starting to see a lot more people with mental health related issues kind of come to the forefront. I don't know if it's an increase in general or if it's we're just becoming more aware of it. However, it's one of those things that it's common. And when we can get in and provide resources, we see a decrease in number of crises and then the duration of a crisis.
So what are some of the other things that you focus on?
Resident and business issues, and then also code enforcement.
So resident and business issues. Have you ever had to come here?
No, not that I'm aware of. But I know there are some, like the fire department has issues with people parking in the alleys.
Uh-oh.
Or,
sorry.
Yeah. I think it's just the residents that are living in the area, and it's a quiet place to park. But with those resident and business issues, think of, for resident issues, the tiffs between neighbors.
Oh, no. That's what you have to do?
Yeah.
Those are some of the worst.
Yes. So it's kind of going back to the law enforcement side of things is law enforcement, when we get called to a call, we're trying to solve a problem that's probably been steaming for the last 30 years. Officers just don't have the time to focus all their time and effort onto that problem that has been kind of occurring for the last 30 years. So that's where I jump in. And it's, you know, the neighbor tiff of a property line, or my neighbor cut down my tree, now what?
Or the dog's barking next door.
Or the dog's barking, my neighbor's dog is pooping in my yard, there's kids running in my yard. Kind of the stuff that is law enforcement related, but not quite.
May I please ask how you go about solving those issues?
Yeah, so you kind of have to get creative. One of the issues that I came across recently was a gentleman who was calling on his neighbor's kid running across the yard, being in his yard in general. And come to find out after speaking with him, he is a single individual who during COVID was really struck by the stay-at-home orders because he couldn't go and volunteer. And that's what he spent most of his time doing. So he was just kind of commiserating in his own house by himself and able to focus on a lot of things that were happening around his house that he wouldn't necessarily be aware of because he wasn't normally home. So in talking with him, I found out he was reconnected with his volunteer organization, and because he was able to get back into that, the neighborhood issues kind of stopped. But we did discuss kind of what he can do, next steps. If it's a property line dispute, who to contact. Usually it's somebody that would come out and look at the pins between the houses to figure out where the property lines are. But stuff that, you know, may take 30 minutes to an hour of discussing and getting an understanding of, that's what I get to deal with.
But it really does help in the long run because you are avoiding then perhaps these smoldering issues that you said that can turn into something more serious.
Very much so. So I've actually been able to decrease calls for service. And that's kind of the long-term goal of this position is rectifying those small issues so they don't, like you said, snowball into bigger issues, tying up more officers' time.
So when you say you respond to businesses, is that like shoplifting or is that that's a regular police officer call?
So shoplifting is going to be a regular police officer's call. However, if I'm seeing graffiti or if we're talking about suspicious people hanging out in the alleyways, I would partner with that business to figure out, identify who that person is, talk to them about the behavior, get them trespassed if that's what the owner is requesting. But then overall, try to decrease why those things are happening. So graffiti is a huge one. Okay, what can be done so that graffiti doesn't happen on the side of your business? Or what can be installed, such as lighting or cameras, so that it decreases the opportunity?
And then lastly, building in code enforcement?
Yeah, so code enforcement stuff. As an officer, we routinely deal with code issues. However, there are so many codes in the city, and a lot of them don't pertain to law enforcement and enforcement.
Like what?
I do not deal with fire code issues. Oh, sure. That's something that, you know, Al Storley from the fire department and the fire marshal would deal with. But we're dealing regularly with parking complaints and parking on the sides of the road and how you have to move your vehicle every 24 hours.
Do people just constantly crab to you?
Not to me specifically, but it's one of those things that comes about is really diving deep into those codes, the codes too, to figure out why people are violating them. One person in particular had a hoarding issue, and going and sitting down and talking with them, I could understand why his behaviors were contributing to the code enforcement issues. How do we support that person so they're no longer a code enforcement issue? I came to find out that you can't have more than 5 motorized vehicles, including 2 recreational vehicles, in your yard. Well, with the boomerang generation, you're going to have more adults living in a household. So is that something as a city we need to look at changing and just bringing that sort of issue to the forefront to say, you know, as a growing city, do our codes actually reflect what we want as a city?
So you can bubble that up then to the city council and they can maybe affect change.
Correct.
Okay. Interesting. Well, that I can see why you're so busy.
Yeah.
What the heck? So tell me about you. What's your background?
So I have a bachelor's degree in sociology and psychology, and then I have my 2-year associate's degree in law enforcement. I became a licensed peace officer with the city of Hastings, like I said, back in 2014, and I've been doing that job ever since.
Was this something that you always wanted to do?
Yes. Since the age of 3, I wanted to be a police officer. I don't have anybody in my family that's a police officer. I didn't have anybody that I could look up to, idolize, kind of what we do as young kids that kind of show us that path. But I was able to kind of network and get my feet wet through various different means and ended up in Hastings.
And what interested you when you were a kid? Where'd you grow up?
I grew up in the West Metro. Just seeing the connection that law enforcement had with the community and being able to interact or engage with those people, such as St. Paul Police Department at the State Fair, and talking to them just kind of furthered my desire to be a part of a police department.
So I know that everybody has their opinion of what are some big challenges in our city, but from your standpoint as the community engagement officer, what do you think are some challenges that Hastings has?
I think one of the issues that we have is access to resources. People often ask me whether Hastings is still a part of Dakota County, which I laugh at because I think we've been part of Dakota County the longest.
What does that mean? I don't even understand that question.
So I think they're of the impression that Hastings is a part of Goodhue County or Washington County. And I think it's just a part of it's so removed from the rest of the county. We are kind of isolated with our landmarks of the river being on the north and cornfields kind of surrounding the rest of us.
And the Dakota County Government Center on the west.
Well, right. So people often forget about that. And we are the seat of Dakota County with that jail. But it's one of those things that access to resources, it's far out of the Twin Cities for people. It's kind of, with Hastings being the location that it is, think of easy access points. You can get to Apple Valley relatively quick, so they're going to have a lot of the resources located there. Same with West St. Paul, South St. Paul being right on 494. Hastings, you have a little bit of a drive. And then access to resources, too, with resources coming into Hastings. It's kind of out of everybody's way. So that's one
challenge
that we've had, is just the resources in general. And then with the love of Hastings that people have, they don't want to leave. So if we've got access to resources in another city, they often don't want to leave Hastings because of the culture that we have or the community ties that that person has.
So you mentioned culture. What do you think influences the culture of a city?
I think it's just the overall people. Hastings is very community oriented. I can't go a day without somebody talking about an individual and I know exactly who they are, and not because of bad police contacts. It's just everybody knows everybody within the city, and that desire to keep that going. Just growing up in the western suburbs, I knew all of my neighbors in the neighborhood that I lived in, and now I probably can tell you 20% of those people. But that's a culture switch for us. Here in Hastings, you know who your neighbor is. You, or at least I'd say a bulk of us, know who our neighbor is. We know who's down the street. I often enjoy getting invites to block parties because it's showing that neighborhoods are out and talking with their other neighbors, getting to know them. And I think that's kind of what has created the culture within Hastings, is that community tie.
And what do you think makes Hastings a great community?
That's another great question. I think it's that desire to remain a community. I mean, look at what's going on with Target. Everybody's super excited that Fleet Farm is coming into that location, and just kind of seeing the community change, and everybody's, I shouldn't say everybody, but most people are excited about the changes that are happening. But then it's also the opportunity to bring more people together. I'm often seeing on Facebook people posting a mom's group where they're getting together and just having coffee. And I don't know of many cities that are doing that right now. And it seems like even during COVID, that was still happening, where it's people were asking for assistance and more than one person was willing to jump in and help.
What other organizations do you work with as the community engagement officer?
So I am working with a multitude of different ones, so much so that I can't even list them all, because I feel like if I try, I'm going to forget somebody. So I work directly with Ally Homeless Outreach, like I said before. I work with Dakota County Social Services. We have an embedded social worker within the police department, Crisis Stabilization and Response Unit. I work directly with one of those individuals every week. I work with Adult Protection, Child Protection, Hastings Family Services, United Way. I'm partnering with, or I'm talking to a couple different people right now about doing a scam issue or a scam presentation. So identifying who the stakeholders are and then who I can talk with. I work with PSAC, the Public Safety Admission Advisory Commission, excuse me. So it's just, it seems like every day I'm getting in touch with more and more people, and I do not push back because the more people I have to count on, or the more people that I can talk to about an issue, I think the more we can solve those issues.
Boy, it sounds like it's shocking Hastings even moved forward without this position, and I think you're a perfect person for it.
Well, I appreciate that. I think we were able to do it because the officers were taking it upon themselves to kind of fill that position all on its own. But now that we have a dedicated person to it, it's alleviating the response of the patrol officers, or giving that single point of contact, so to speak, so that you're not getting six different answers, or you can quick run a question by an officer without pulling them away from a critical call for service.
Wonderful to meet you. Thank you.
Nice
Officer Whitney Ranowski, she is the Community Education Officer with the City of Hastings. You are listening to another edition of Community in Depth on AM 1460 and FM 97.7 KDWA in Hastings.